Is there a difference in the blocking from when Rashard went out?
Not really. No, I don't think we don't have
the same opportunity.
Right, you're right. I think that the I don't think we have specific plays for Andre compared to Rashard. The bottom line that comes down for Andre is that he, as he goes through and does his, as he attacks the hole, he just got to kind of make sure he sees where everybody's going to fit and then see if he can need to hit it 100 miles an hour or 80 miles an hour, whatever it may be to hit that. And that's a rhythm and a flow. Every back that I know ever has gone through that. And so he's trying to find his niche and his timing with the guys, and I'm sure it's going to come.
And when you're young, everything's 100 miles an hour, right?
Well, in this game, yes, because as any college back will tell you, it comes to the NFL, that how long your holds are going to open and close magnify.
Seemed like he had a couple of really nice blitz pickups against Dallas. Can you talk about how he's really progressed in that area, pass protection?
Sure. I think the number one thing is that you've got to recognize who you have. And where Andre, again, coming from his college days when he was basically as a featured runner, number one thing in pass protection is ID. You got to find out who you have. And, of course, Eli helps him a lot with that, as he helps everybody. And then the second thing is, once you get there, you got to be able to use a proper technique to shield your guy away from the quarterback. And, again, like with the pass protection and pass routes, I think he's really worked at that. He understands what's the whole scheme. He understands where he fits. And then he's able to pick up his guy when necessary. And what I'm pleased with now is now when his guy doesn't blitz, he's able to get out and help himself in the passing game.
Rashard is such a hard worker as he comes back off of this knee. How much do you have to kind of hold him back and manage him? Because he's a guy who's going to want to push himself. You know
There's no question about that. I think, obviously, we're going to work with the medical staff and all that. As a coach, what I'm going to do is when they turn him loose, I'm going to be ready for him to go. But I think Rashard, understand, he's a veteran. He knows about when it's going to be time for him. He's going to be comfortable being out there playing. Obviously, between him and Ronnie Barnes and the medical department, they'll get that done. And I know that he wants to play, but I think he also gets the big picture, and he's going to play when he's healthy. And he understands in our room right now that it's the next man up mentality. So our guys will be fine until he gets back. When your production in a running game is not what you want, as a coach, the first thing I'm going to go is make sure that the running back is entering the hole at the right time, trying to help set up the lineman's blocks so he can get to the second and the third level. So whether it's him or whether it's Peyton Hillis, the bottom line is we're going to continue to try to strive to make sure the backs and alignment are on the same page, to make sure that we have the right timing so we can have an effective run game. That is a work in process. It will be. It was with Rashard when he came here, and it was going to continue to stay a work in process. But we're going to continue to keep that going because I think that helps, obviously, our offense flow when that happens right.
How has Andre been doing as far as you can see?
Well, it looks like to me